This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Food and Drug Administration has decided to ban the use of certain cattle parts from slaughterhouses in dietary supplements and cosmetics. The agency also plans to change the way cattle and chicken feed is made or used. The new rules arise from concern over last month's case of mad cow disease in the state of Washington. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
FDA's new rules are an attempt to protect people and cattle from mad cow disease and its human version. The people part deals with cosmetics and dietary supplements that contain glands, bones, or other cattle parts. These are not considered dangerous. It's tissue from the central nervous system or the intestine of the cow that carries the disease agent, and it has to be consumed to infect someone. But Caroline Smith-DeWall of the consumer group Center for Science in the Public Interest says current rules weren't strong enough.
Until now, the dietary supplement industry has been using a voluntary system to keep high-risk cattle parts out of dietary supplements.
The highest-risk cattle tissues will now be banned from cosmetics and food supplements. The cattle feed industry is also in for some changes. In 1997, the agency stopped feed makers from putting rendered cattle parts in cattle feed. Tissue from an infected cow is what spreads the disease. Now, the FDA will also ban the practice of using dried cattle blood as a nutritional supplement for calves. Richard Sellers of the American Feed Industry Association says there's no case for banning blood. He says attempts to infect cattle by feeding them blood with agent that carries the disease, also known by its initials BSE, have failed.
There's some calves out there that were fed blood from BSE cattle in England that are 84 months old and have never come down with the disease. So there's a concern here with the science that if there's not been demonstrated any oral transmission, it's a problem.
In other changes, cattle feed makers will no longer be able to add table scraps from restaurants to feed because they may contain some beef bones. There's another controversial practice that FDA did not change. While cattle parts are banned from cattle feed, they can be fed to other livestock. Smith-DeWall says that should stop.
I think the biggest loophole is that they're continuing to allow high-risk cattle parts in pig and chicken feed. And that means that mistakes can happen even on the farm where that material could get fed back to cattle. Right now, nobody really regulates food safety practices on the farm.
Feed manufacturers defend using cattle parts in chicken and hog feed because those animals don't get mad cow disease or any of its neurological relatives, despite attempts in the laboratory to infect them. Consumer groups say chicken or hog feed could be fed to cattle inadvertently or on the sly. Richard Sellers from the feed industry says that's not likely at the feed plant. Most plants make one kind or the other, not both. But regulating what happens on the farm is another matter.
If it's sold directly to a broker and then the broker sells it to the farm, who's looking at that? Who's using it? Are they diverting some of it to cattle? That may be a problem.
The FDA's new rules will end one farmyard practice that allows cattle to eat parts of other cattle, however. Farmers will no longer be allowed to feed chicken litter, which includes uneaten feed with cow parts in it, back to cattle. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.